Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 21st from 2 Chronicles 4 through 6. A long time has passed since Israel has seen the presence of God in a cloud. The last occasion was probably as Israel crossed the Jordan with the ark out in front. The cloud did not reappear for many generations. There's no further mention of the presence being revealed in a cloud until the time written about here in Chronicles and 1 Kings chapter 8. By any measure, this sudden, glorious manifestation of the presence of God was unexpected and overwhelming. It was to Solomon's credit that he recognized what God was doing and encouraged the people with the truth that God was delighted with what Israel had done to honor him. God's action was an astounding endorsement of every ounce of sacrifice, blood, sweat, tears, creativity, and time that his people poured into the temple. Just as God had been with Israel all along in the wilderness, leading, protecting, covering, providing, teaching, disciplining, so he would be with them and for them in the land. Only one other time in later years did God reveal his glory in a cloud, when Jesus was here on earth. The Father spoke of Jesus from the cloud, Matthew 17:5, when he said to Peter, James, and John, "This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And as the Father spoke, the disciples reacted in the same way that the priests at the temple in Solomon's day did. A fearsome awe settled on their hearts and caused them to worship. One day we will see Jesus in the cloud. Are we ready? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.